Welcome to our wind down exercise. In this exercise, we're going to take some really simple tools and use them to allow our bodies to wind down. We're not trying to force our bodies or trick our bodies into falling asleep. We're trying to use what our bodies and our brains do naturally and trigger those responses that allow our thoughts to slow down, allow our bodies to slow down, and allow that rest and relax response in the brain to start to help us find sleep, to sort of start to trigger our brain to work a little bit differently. So just as we normally do, we're going to go ahead and think about getting comfortable. So find a comfortable position. You may be lying down here. You can also use this exercise at any point while you're still sitting up. But at a point in the day when you are thinking about starting to wind down, to start to think about sleep. So, really focus on allowing the body to be comfortable, allowing the body to be supported. And that may mean that you need to make adjustments. You do not need to lie still. You do not need to sit still. Feel free to adjust and think about finding a place that is comfortable. Finding a place that you can come back to, a position that you know works for you. And then just start to notice what's happening in your body. So, paying attention first as we wind down to what's happening in our brains, noticing what's happening with your thoughts, maybe paying attention to the speed that your thoughts are moving across your field of vision, or however you experience those thoughts, whether it's they're popping up or kind of running like a ticker tape across your field of vision. And then also starting to notice what's happening in the body. Noticing the breath, noticing the heart rate, maybe taking two fingers behind your jaw, noticing that pulse point. If all you get out of this exercise, the first few times you try it, is that ability to notice and be aware, that is totally fine. And then we're going to go ahead and start to consciously allow the breath to slow down. So, slow and steady inhales, slow and steady exhales. It's the simplest, fastest, most direct way of triggering your brain to do the same thing, to slow down, to move away from that faster level of activity and move towards that slower, more restorative rest and relax response. If it helps, you can find a four count breath. And if that counting is distracting to you, you can go ahead and just start to follow the pacing of my cues for breath. So you're going to inhale slowly and steadily with control. And then you're going to exhale slowly and steadily with control. Continuing to find that inhale. And continuing to find that exhale. And now might be a good time as you continue those slow, deep breaths to remember that if this is not working for you, if this tends to amp up that feeling of restlessness, you can go ahead and try something else. So maybe take a pause on this exercise, remembering some of those other strategies, counting backwards from 1,000 by 16. Anything that allows your brain to focus on just what's happening in that present moment. And makes it not so easy for that brain to wander off to things that might be happening tomorrow, things that might have happened during the day that were frustrating. So we're just trying to keep that brain in that present moment, allow it to slow down, allow it to wind down for the day. And then as you continue to find that slow, deep breath, we're going to let that attention kind of move outward away from the center of the body and start to think about the muscles in the body. And what we're going to focus on here is tensing and releasing those muscles. Sometimes it's hard to find that softening, that loosening, that relaxing of the muscles in the body that allows the body to find sleep, that allows that body to wind down. So we're going to go ahead and really think first about holding and tightening fists for 10 seconds, squeezing your hands into fists, and then releasing and softening. Let's go ahead and do the same thing, squeezing the eyes shut nice and tight, squeezing them, holding that squeeze, and then letting those muscles in the face soften. And if there's other parts in your body where you tend to hold tension, you can go ahead and do that as well. Feet, shoulders up towards the ears, finding those places of tension, and then release. Understanding that as you allow your body to soften, it allows your body, your brain, and your breath to wind down. You're also sending a signal to your brain of safety. So when your muscles are tight and tense, your brain is going to interpret that as you are in danger, as you are fighting or fleeing from something. As the muscles soften, as you release, as you exhale, as you relax, your brain is going to interpret that as you are safe, as you are in a place where you can rest. And then go ahead and bring that attention right back to the center of the body again. Just take a second or two. Notice what's happening with your body. Noticing what's happening with your brain at this moment. So just letting your attention follow the breath. Noticing whether it's fast or slow, deep or shallow. Letting the attention go to the brain, maybe noticing where your thoughts go, and then maybe also noticing what you find in terms of the speed, the intensity of the thoughts. And then we're going to go ahead and close down this exercise with just one slow, deep breath, inhaling through the nose softly and steadily, following that path of the breath as it enters the body. And then slowly and steadily, with control, exhaling, following that path as it exits the body. Great job.